9. Saint. I've been watching her for the past hour. Adam texted me that she was here at the party. His exact words were, "Your whore is here. Get her off my back." Adam doesn't give a fuck that Ashton is to be my chosen. When I told him that I was picking her, he didn't even bat an eye. He knew a spade brother would have her one day, and my day is coming soon. I hit call on my phone for the 10th time and watch her press ignore while grabbing a new drink. I've seen her down 3 so far. At this point, she's pretty far gone. I've stood back and watched her drink with her friend while they laugh and stumble over their own feet. It's cute, really, that she thinks she can ride my thigh and come on it, and then ignore me like it never happened. She'll never be able to escape me, not anymore. As much as I've wanted her, I've never let her know. Now I'm going to make sure she understands just how serious I am. I send her a text. "If you don't answer my call, I'm going to take a belt to your ass." She's laughing with her friend when she removes herself from the back pocket of her jeans. Reading over my text, I watch her start to type. My phone dings.
"You'd have to actually touch me in order to do that."
I smirk and type back. "I can touch you all I want. I just can't fuck you. Yet." I watch her read it and then put her cell away in her back pocket. Grinding my teeth when she doesn't text me anything, I call it. Straight to voicemail. The bitch turned it off. That makes 11 calls. "I'm going to need your assistance." I snap my fingers at Hayden and Cashton, who are talking to one another next to me. They both nod, not even caring what the fuck it is. My sweetheart is about to find out just what we're all about. I sip on my drink while I watch her for the next 20 minutes. She's so drunk, and I wonder how she got here. Surely she didn't drive, and I know she didn't come with Adam. He already left. He's got some shit going on with the Lords right now. I'm not sure what it is exactly, but it's not looking good. It's also not my problem. His sister, on the other hand, is my only concern right now. I can't take her to the House of Lords until after the vow ceremony, so I'll have to take her to her house. I might just spend the next 3 weeks there with her. Watching her stumble away from the party, I observe her friend going back over to the table for another drink, as Ashton goes the opposite way. She shouldn't be walking around all by herself out here. I only trust about 5 men at this party, and 2 of them came with me. "Let's go," I tell the guys as I start to follow her. She passes a few groups of people, a bonfire, and then proceeds to the cars parked out in the field. Walking up to a black Camaro, she tries to open the passenger door.
"Shit."
Ashton hisses when she realizes it's locked. Spinning around, she goes to head back. But I put myself in her way, making her yelp when her body hits mine. "Hello, sweetheart," I say, smiling down at her.
"Saint."
She gasps, her wide eyes going to both Cashton and Hayden, who stand on either side of me. She then looks to the crowd to see just how far away she is from anyone helping her.
"What are you?"
Her face hardens.
"House of Lords, my ass."
She pushes her hips out with her hands on them. She's so cute. "Let's go for a walk." I grab her upper arm and pull her from the car. I don't care what you think, I interrupt her. She tries to pull away, but I yank her to me. Bending down, I wrap my arm around the back of her legs and toss her over my shoulder. I walk farther away from the party behind us, into the tree line on the opposite side where the partygoers have made the field a parking lot.
Saint!
She squeals as her hands hit my ass. She yanks on my jeans like that's going to do her any good.
I'm going to puke.
She whines as she bounces up and down. Then puke. The guys laugh, and she lets out a growl, but her body slumps, no longer fighting. I stomp on branches, looking for the right spot. Thankfully, there's so much going on behind us that we have enough light to see over here. Finding what I want, I set her down on her feet, and she sways a little. Hold her. I push her into Hayden, who wraps his arms around her neck from behind. She fights him, her nails clawing at his arm, and he laughs at her pointless attempt to escape. Calm down, baby girl. We're not going to hurt you much, he tells her. And Cashton just laughs as she lets out a frustrated growl. I undo my belt and nod to the tree behind them. Place her arms above her head, I order. He drags her over underneath the branches that cross low between two trees. Cashton grabs her arms and holds them up above her head while she kicks and screams. I step up to them and wrap my belt around her small wrists above the low-hanging tree branches. Tying them together, I secure her up on her tiptoes.
Saint?
Her head falls back and she looks up at her tied wrists above her head. She pulls on them, but she's not getting free. The branches are thick enough that even if she were to hang from them, they wouldn't break.
What the fuck?
She hisses, glaring at me. I told you what would happen if you didn't answer my phone call. She can't say I didn't warn her. She's panting from her struggle with Hayden and Cashton. I hold my hand out to Hayden. Give me your belt. He smirks, staring at her as he lifts his shirt, unbuckles his belt, and pulls it free from his belt loops. A whimper leaves her parted lips. I lick mine. I can't wait to taste her. Let's get you more comfortable, sweetheart. Stepping into her, I undo her jeans and yank them down her tan and toned legs. I remove them and toss them to Cashton, who hangs them over the back of his neck and shoulders. Without warning, I slide my finger into the tiny white lace thong and run it along her pussy. When I feel how wet she is, I push it into her. She bucks her hips, her head falls back, and she moans. It's the sexiest sound I've ever heard.
Oh, Saint.
She gasps.
Don't. Please.
Still horny, sweetheart, even after you came all over my thigh earlier. She's afraid I'm going to make her bleed if she hasn't already, but I'm not worried about that. Hayden widens his stance, crossing his arms over his chest. She came on your thigh? He arches a brow, watching the way her body rocks back and forth as I slowly tease her clit with my thumb. That's something I'd like to see. Tell him, Ash. Tell him how you rode my leg like a horny bitch in heat. She sucks in a deep breath. I smile when she spreads her legs wider for me. A not-so-subtle hint she wants more. You were begging to come, weren't you?
Yes.
She breathes. I remove my hand from the material and her body sags. Reaching up, I grab her knitted white crop top. I grip the collar and tear the material down the front to expose two white triangles. It's the same bathing suit she wore at the pool party over the weekend. I push them out of the way, exposing her tits to the warm night air.
Saint!
She cries out, her body trying harder to pull her tight hands free from above her head while she twists from side to side. I grab her hard nipples, pulling her body into mine and place my face to hers. She's panting, and I can smell the cinnamon on her breath. What did I tell you about being shy? She whimpers, closing her heavy eyes. They're going to watch me fuck you, sweetheart. They spring open and widen. Once I get to use this body, they'll watch whatever I do to you. I might even let them play with you, too. Her pretty eyes well with unshed tears as I pinch her nipples harder. I have her right where I want her. If only I could fuck her cunt right now, it'd be the perfect night. I think you'd like that. She shakes her head, sniffling. I smile. It's okay, Ash. We're all adults. You like the idea of them both fucking you? Or maybe you like the idea of the three of us fucking you at the same time. She sniffs again and I release her tits. Lowering my hand to her pussy once more, sliding my hand into her thong, I get my answer. You're soaked now. I yank the underwear down her shaking legs and wad them in my hand. Open wide, I order, and shove the material into her mouth before she can even comply. I grip her cheeks, pushing her head back, and a muffled cry falls from her lips. It's time to get on with why I dragged you out here. I still have to teach that ass of yours a lesson. You don't want anyone to see you get punished, do you? She mumbles through the thong and tries to shake her head. That's what I thought. She wants to be experienced. She wants to be fucked, but she's still a little shy about it, and I like that. Then keep these in your mouth. I release her face and it falls forward as her heavy breathing fills the air around us. I step behind her and look over her ass and legs. I wrote on her earlier and I'm not even sure if she's seen it yet. Cash, take a picture of this. I lift my hand, motioning for him to stand beside me. Pulling his cell out of his pocket, he chuckles as he takes a picture of her restrained body hanging from the tree branches. I take his cell and hold it out in front of her face. Did you see what I did to you, sweetheart? Her watery eyes widen, and she mumbles nonsense into her thong when she sees Saints written across her lower back, Tramp Stamp in Sharpie, and Good Girl written below each ass cheek. I wanted to make sure you remember who this belongs to. I give her ass a tap and return his phone to him. Now, where were we? Oh yeah, I've called you 11 times tonight, sweetheart, so you're going to get 11 swats. She shuffles from foot to foot trying to pull free, and I like how her body struggles. I take Hayden's belt, double it over, and swat her ass. She screams into her thong. I do it again across the top of her thighs, unable to help myself. I love the way her skin instantly turns red. The black letters look even more prominent. That's two. She's kicking her legs up, the heels of her feet hitting her thighs as she tries to use them to cover herself from me. I slap her ass cheeks, making them red as well. She pushes her ass back, her legs clenching shut, and I get an idea. Spread your legs. Her shoulders start to shake. When she doesn't do so, I slap her ass again. Now. Tears fall from her bottom lashes, and I look at Hayden. Help her out. He uncrosses his arms and steps in front of her. She twists and turns, trying to kick him out of the way, but he spreads her legs wide open with his, planting his shoes on the inside of her bare feet. I reach between her legs again, unable to help myself. Fuck, sweetheart, your pussy is so wet. I press my front to her back and look over at the people partying not far from us. Which part turns you on the most? The fact that anyone can come over and catch you tied up and at my mercy? Or the pain from my belt to your flawless skin? I slide a finger into her and she pushes back against it. Or is it that Hayden and Cashton are hard while watching me punish you? A strangled moan comes from her stuffed mouth when I thrust in too. Let them all watch you beg me to let you come. I remove my fingers, step back, and swat her ass once more. She throws her head back and cries out, but it's not loud enough for anyone to hear. Hayden's eyes meet mine, and I nod, telling him he can step back. I can force her to get what I want, but I'd prefer her to give it to me, to submit and obey. Standing in front of her, I grab her cheeks, and her heavy eyes meet mine. The tears run freely from her pretty blue eyes. Are you going to listen to me from now on? She nods the best she can, sucking in a deep breath through her nose. Spread your legs as wide as you can, I order, testing her. Sniffing, she places her legs out, causing her to arch her back and press her chest forward, her arms strain above her head. I tap the belt between her inner thighs, gently hitting her pussy, and she closes her legs with a cry. Arching my brow, I tisk. Did I say you could close them? When she closes her eyes, fresh tears roll down her face, and she opens her legs once more. That's a good girl, I say. And she whimpers. Leave them there, or I'll have the guys do it for you. I tap her cunt once more with the belt, and her body jerks. I do it again, harder this time, and she cries out so hard that part of her thong falls out. No, no. I shove it back inside, filling her tear-streaked cheeks. Next time I gag you, I'll make sure to tape those lips shut. Her shoulders go side to side, trying to relieve the pressure, and I tap her cunt again with the belt. She flinches, but but doesn't make a sound that time. She expected it, so I do it harder. Her hips buck. I do it again, even harder than the last. Her head falls back again. This time the pain forces a scream into the thong. Her inner thighs and pussy are red from the smack of the belt. I would give anything to drop to my knees right now, throw her legs over my shoulders and lick it better. I drop the belt to my side and reach between her legs. God damn, Ash, just look at you, tied up and dripping wet. She moves her hips trying to ride my fingers, so I remove them. This is a punishment, sweetheart. You won't be coming tonight. She cries, tears rolling down her face to her exposed chest. I walk behind her and she tries to look over her shoulder to see what I'm doing, but her arms are in the way. Now, where were we? I slap the belt across her ass as I continue to remind her who the fuck owns her now.
Ashton. I wake up, groaning. My thighs ache, my ass stings, and my pussy is swollen. I'm naked, but alone in my bed. Thoughts of the night before come crashing back, and I bury my face into my pillow. Saint was at the party. He took me over to the trees, tied me up, and spanked me with a belt. Hayden and Cashton watched like paying customers. It was humiliating, yet I loved every second of it. My phone ringing makes me flinch as I sit up and see it lying on my nightstand. "My lord" lights up my screen, and I roll my eyes. Someone got into my phone last night and updated his contact. I clear my throat. "Hello?"
"Good morning, sweetheart."
Saint's voice fills my ear. "Morning," I mumble, rubbing my heavy eyes. Fuck, I need some water and something to eat. Not to mention pain medication. I have a pounding headache and my wrists are sore. The skin around them is irritated where they rubbed against the tree branches they tied me from. I couldn't help but fight, even if I didn't want to be free. I can feel the burn on my ass and thighs from the belt last night. I ache all over. My hand falls from my face and I open my eyes. I scream when I see a figure standing in the doorway of my room. "Jesus, Saint!" I fling my cell toward him as I lie on my back. "I have a headache," I say, covering my face with my hands to avoid the bright light coming into my room from my windows. "What are you doing here?" I don't even bother to look at him. The bed dips beside me and his hands pull mine from my face.
"I'm disappointed, sweetheart,"
he says. "I've gotten drunk before." I try to roll away, but he places a hand on either side of my chest, caging me in on my bed.
"I wanted you to ignore that call so I could tie you face down on your bed and take a belt to your ass again."
My thighs clench at the reminder of what he did last night. I swallow as his eyes drop to my chest and run over my body, remembering I'm naked. He's fully dressed in the same clothes as last night, letting me know he stayed here at my place with me.
"I should do it anyway after what you tried to pull last night."
My wide eyes meet his. "What did I do?" I don't remember past being spanked in the woods. Everything goes black after that. Who knows what I did?
"It took everything I had to stop you from sucking my cock in the car while I drove you home."
I can't help but laugh at that, and he arches a brow.
"Funny, huh?"
"You make it sound like a bad thing." I'm still laughing. "You saying you didn't want it?" He places his right hand on my face and leans down. His lips almost touch mine, and my laughter dies completely. I hold my breath, knowing it smells awful.
"I want nothing more than to fuck this pretty face, sweetheart,"
he says softly, his eyes drilling into mine. He moves his fingers to run over my trembling lips.
"And I'm going to, but when I do, it won't be in a car with you drunk off your ass."
I take a shaky breath, and he sits up, pulling his hands away. pushing myself up as well. I lean my back against the headboard. I hate this, I whisper. Will it always be this way? He sighs, running his hand down his unshaven face.
The lords have rules for a reason.
He deflects. They don't make any sense, I growl.
They don't have to make sense to us. We just have to follow them.
I roll my eyes and bow my head, rubbing my temples.
It's only 3 more weeks.
He reminds me, and I snort. It might as well be 3 years. The sound of my phone going off with a text gets our attention, and he stands to pick it up off the floor where I threw it at him. He reads it and then hands it to me. Mom, tomorrow afternoon at 3. I'll pick you up at 2:30. Be ready. Oh, fuck this day, I say, tossing it back on the floor without responding.
What's tomorrow at 3?
He asks. I curl up onto my side, facing him. Therapy.
Want me to go with you?
He asks, his fingers gently pushing the hair off the side of my face. No, I rush out, and he frowns. God, no. You'll only make it worse.
I just want to help.
I know. But she'd just try to convince you that I'm a whore addicted to sex and watching porn. Aren't I? I've let him call me his whore. Fuck, I want to be his anything. He can call me whatever he wants as long as he lets me come. I kind of even like the fact that he doesn't allow me to. It makes it much more exciting and confusing.
You make that sound like a bad thing.
He smiles, throwing my own words back at me. I pull on the covers, yanking them up to my neck, suddenly self-conscious that I'm still naked and he's fully clothed. No man wants a whore, I say. That's what my mom and her therapist tell me. Not one who actually enjoys sex anyway. We're supposed to do it because it's expected of us. You're supposed to do as you're told but hate it at the same time. It's all a fucking mind game that no one is supposed to figure out. He gets up off the bed and I roll over, giving him my back. I'm tired. I need more sleep and for this headache to go away. The text from my mother just made it worse. Yawning, I close my eyes, but they spring open the moment the covers are yanked from my body. I'm turned onto my back as Saint's knee digs into the bed beside me. He shoves my hands above my head, and I scream out, legs kicking as he secures them in place. What the? Positioning himself between my legs, he easily spreads them wide open, and I pant, looking up at him. Saint, I breathe, yanking on my hands. What are you doing?
Let's get one thing straight, Ashton,
he says. Both hands grip my hips, and he holds me pinned to the bed. The soft sheet underneath me hurts my ass and thighs that he took a belt to last night.
There's nothing wrong with watching porn or wanting sex, and there's sure as fuck nothing wrong with wanting to be my whore.
My breath catches at his words. The reminder of Saint's good girl in Sharpie makes my thighs tighten around his waist. He could write it on my neck for all I care. Let him show my mom that he wants me.
Because I'm going to make you exactly that.
His hand moves over my pelvic bone and between my legs.
They've got you brainwashed if you believe that shit.
His thumb runs over my clit, and I moan, lifting my hips off the bed.
And although I don't like what they've made you believe, I have no problem undoing it. So, starting today, right now, I'm going to train your body and your mind to be my whore, and I'll continue to do so. Do you understand me?
I nod quickly, trying to catch my breath.
Say, I'm going to be your dirty little whore, Saint.
Sucking in a deep breath, I whisper, I'm going to be. He wraps his hand around my throat, cutting off my words and my breath. He lowers his face to mine and speaks.
Louder, Ash. Make me fucking believe it.
He sits back up, but his hand remains around my throat, though it no longer cuts off my air. I cough, sucking in a deep breath, now that I'm able to, and arch my back off the bed. I'm going to be your dirty little whore, Saint.
That's a good girl.
He smiles, satisfied. Letting go of my throat, I unwrap my thighs from his waist, and he gets off the bed. I lie naked with my hands tied above my head while he reaches into my nightstand. He grabs a vibrator, then removes his belt from his jeans. He places it underneath my lower thighs and cinches it tight, pinching my skin. Saint, I try to pull my knees apart, but it doesn't do any good.
No penetration, sweetheart.
He reminds me, and I groan, my clit throbbing. Then what are you doing? I wonder, my back arching.
You're going to lie here, tied to your bed, while I sit here and watch you get off over and over. We're going to train your mind to enjoy coming for me like the good whore I want you to be.
Turning the knob of the vibrator, he places it between my legs on top of my pelvic bone and turns the knob to high. My hips buck, a cry of surprise coming from my lips. Saint! I pull my tied legs up, bending my knees, knocking his hand and vibrator out of the way. He turns it off, and I slump into the bed.
This won't do.
He mumbles to himself. I take a second to collect myself while he walks out of my room, leaving me alone. I yank on my hands and twist my body from side to side, trying to free myself, but there's no such luck. It feels like he leaves me here for hours, but he returns with a rope dangling from his hand in probably what was more like 5 minutes. Coming to the side of the bed, he undoes his belt from around my legs, and I pull my knees up as he goes to the foot of my bed. He bends down on the other side of my footboard and then pops up after a second. Reaching over the bed, he grabs my ankle and yanks it down, pulling it out to the side, wrapping the rope around and tying it off. I yank on it to find he secured it to the bed somehow. Saint, please, I beg, pulling on my arms as tears start to sting my eyes. I just want to touch him, yank his clothes off and see him naked.
I know, Ash, I know,
he says as he grips my other ankle and ties it off to the opposite side. My arms are above my head, my legs spread wide open as he comes back over to the side of the bed and sits down next to me. The sound of the vibrator fills the room again. It's turned up all the way when he places it between my open legs. I fight it, trying to pull my legs closed, needing to roll from side to side, but I have no choice but to take it. His eyes are on mine as I try to breathe through the first orgasm that rocks my body. My lips part, but nothing comes out as my back arches off the bed, yanking on the ropes. He places two fingers in my mouth and orders,
suck on them.
I wrap my lips around them and do as he says, my body trembling and sweat beads dotting my heated skin.
Good girl.
He praises me, and I blink, tears falling from my eyes. He begins to move the wand of the vibrator up and down my swollen clit, and I feel the sensation again. I try to shake my head, but he shoves his fingers farther down my throat, making me gag.
You're doing so good, sweetheart.
His green eyes are on mine as he smiles. I blink, fresh tears falling from my eyes, and I suck on his fingers as he pulls them free from my mouth. He slaps my face and my thighs clench.
Say it, Ash. Who are you?
Yours. I gasp, trying to wiggle my hips free from the vibration. I need a second to get myself together, but he keeps it in place. He slaps the side of my breasts harder than he slapped my face, and my hips buck. That feeling between my legs becoming stronger. My breath hitches and a cold sweat covers my exposed body. My lips open on a scream. But he shoves his fingers into my mouth once more, and I wrap my lips around them, sucking.
That's it.
He smiles down at me.
Suck on them, sweetheart. That's what a whore does.
My eyes grow heavy as they roll back into my head. My toes curl, and my breath is taken away as I come again with his fingers down my throat.